2 hour number three. The day before the day before the day. Friday is the smack off. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. All right, so in this hour, one thing I can guarantee, we are going to have our golden ticket D-Day. So if you're holding on to a golden ticket, you're probably sweating it out right now. Or maybe you're not. We are going to get there. In the meantime, I'm efforting my next guest. We had Melvin Gordon. We had Jordan Mailata. And we currently are efforting Baron Davis, who's had an amazing basketball life. Actually, an amazing life on and off the floor. I have not run him down in quite some time. So we're going to try and track that down. In the meantime, let me set you up. There is a window. I always say this. Guests do not always show on time. So they might be a minute or two late. The window remains cracked. Take advantage of it. There is a window right now. 1-800-636-8686. I did a segment, or I had some thoughts on the OGs a little bit earlier. And there was one more OG that I wanted to get to that I was unable to get to because we bumped up against it. And that is arguably the most decorated female caller in Jungle history. She has 6 smack-off appearances dating back to the mid-2000s. She had a couple of top fives. I mean, that good. That good. And she is the most famous lady clone on the phone ever. You know how we wore lady clones? She was the most prolific female caller of the day and arguably ever. Hasn't called in quite some time, but I'm talking, of course, about the great Rachel in Houston.
To celebrate my 6th smack off, Jim, I had a glass of Bombay Sapphire with a handful of raspberries. That's a breakfast of champions, clones. Clones, I know you missed me, but don't be that guy. Ah, Rachel, long time no see. What have you been up to? None of your damn business. Well, the Rockets are in the second round. The godfather of the NBA, Greg Oden, and your boys are at home. Man's game, bitch. You do know I'm Rachel in Houston, right? Memo to Manny being Manny. If I were you, dude, I would quickly recruit Vic and NoCal's special infantry unit and have them posted up 24-7 around your doctor's office. Because trust me, dude, Selena Roberts is going to take her foot out of A-Fraud's long enough to put another book on the stands with all kinds of mind-blowing allegations by the anonymous losers who don't have the sacks to repeat it in public or to your face.
I mean, how good was she? She was fierce. That was Rachel. And that's where that famous came from.
Well, the Rockets are in the second round. The godfather of the NBA, Greg Oden, and your boys are at home.
And then one day, I can't remember whose idea it was, Alvin's or mine or somebody else's, but he strung those together, and it sounded like we were at a NASCAR race. Does that not sound like Daytona? War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
Lady Rachel has not competed in a smack-off since 2009 when she did rip a top 10. She was 8th. And I love that she walked it off with a top 10 finish. I would love for her to make a return on Friday. It's a lot to ask, but even if she does not, you know, again, I want to just take this moment to shout out, tip my hat, and acknowledge the OGs. The event, which is going to be number 28 come Friday, would not be what it is without them, without the likes of Otis, Jeffrey the Esquire, Doc Mike. There may even be some Doc Mike sound in there, Alvin, that I didn't get to earlier that I wanted to. Otis, Jeffrey the Esquire, who won Smackoff 2, Doc Mike Ditola, one of the greats of the day, arguably an all-time great.
You aren't Brad from Corona. You are Brad in Corona, Brad. What the hell went wrong? You live in the only place in the country that has its own urban dictionary definition. Your life's work has landed you in the, quote, valley of the dirt people. Your ambition and your life skills have landed you in a place so heinous that it's caused 3 innocent numbers to now send chills down our spine. No SoCal resident can hear the numbers 909 without instinctively turning to run. You guys single-handedly put the show Cops on the map, and were kind enough to teach America, hey, don't bathe your daughter in the same tub where you cook the math.
I mean, sure, some of this is dated, but the calls are dated. They're old. But that was a legend. Keep in mind, brothers. Brothers that both want a smack off. One a dentist, one an attorney. So Otis, Jeffrey, Doc Mike, Terrence, Kerwin, Rachel, Jim and Fall River. You're all invited, even if most of you are highly unlikely to show, but you always have the invites. And I did want to acknowledge what you represent to the program and the smack off itself. And take that look back at the OGs. It's incredible. Those calls, so many of those calls hold up really, really well. 1-800-636-8686. Dave, the Rocket Guy, quote, the come on, Rachel, shave your back sound drop will never get old.
Come on, Rachel, shave your back.
A lot of these sound drops will never get old, which is why we keep beating them into submission. At Joel Harm 73. Quote, thank you for playing Terrence. Every Friday first hour, Terrence would call, and that's what hooked me. I was going to Cal Poly slow, and I would clear out time just for Terrence. Man, best caller ever. Sorry, Brad and Corona. Great point. Great, great point. I'd forgotten that. That was Terrence's deal. Terrence did call first hour every Friday. I'm so glad he brought that up. I'd forgotten that. You notice this thing about Terrence, right? A lot of you have no idea who he is, or maybe you've heard of him. But listen to the reaction to Terrence, and more importantly, the reaction to Terrence's sound. I understand this about the program, as I understand this about life. So many people stop me and say, hey, I grew up listening to you, or hey, I used to watch you. I understand there's a connection. There's a connection to a part of your childhood, a connection to a part of your life. I understand this. Terrence represents that too. A lot of you identify with and connect with that guy as somebody who is a major part of the program. If you connect and identify with the show, and you have for a long time, you absolutely connect and identify with that guy. Not to get too heavy, but, you know, it throws off kind of an emotional vibe. People loved Terrence. And that's why I always shout out to him. But I love that Joel made the point that he did used to call virtually every Friday in the first hour. It was like appointment listening because you knew he'd come. Rome, Terrence is the Jungle's version of Hefty. Both are top five or 10 all time in their respective disciplines. Both would have been more successful if not for the Cabo-Nation getting in the way. And both are now toiling in obscurity. War Terrence returning to the smack off and ripping a trophy at age 50 like his fat golfing counterpart did. Jacob in San Diego. Part of that's fair and part of that's not. I don't think that Terrence is, quote, toiling in obscurity. I have no idea what he's doing, but I don't think that he thinks about us nearly as much as we think about him. I don't think he does. I mean, if he did, he would have tried a little bit more diligently to find the show when the local affiliate went off the air. Terrence just kind of like, I'm out. Oh, the show's gone. I guess they don't do the show anymore. Actually, for like another 20 years, Terrence, we've done the show. Also, I don't think that Terrence is a degenerate gambler with a $10 million a year gambling habit, allegedly. I just think Terrence, it's like the show, you know? There are people, I've made this point before and I'll make it again. There are people that have called the show on the weekly for years and then they just disappear. And we never see or hear from them ever again. You know, life. I understand that. Like, I moved mountains for my guy, Baron Davis.
This is Baron Davis.
So I can get him at the top of the hour. You know, life. Now, my man is really busy. Now, I don't mean that sarcastically. I mean, my man is really busy. Involved in lots of different businesses and different industries. I think he's going to work it in. I think he's coming. Oh, look at this RSVP. This guy's one of those guys. Been kind of on the watch list, kind of with the golden ticket, kind of in, kind of out. He's trying to call in. He's got the ticket still. I haven't even done that segment yet. My man, I don't know. This is going to be good. He's RSVPing for something that is not solidified yet, but maybe this will solidify it. Let's go to Portland. James.
Jimmy, my man. And Albie, you must be exhausted this morning since it is a Wednesday. Albie, when are you going to figure it out? It's a what's your beef Wednesday, not here's the beef Wednesday. And Jimmy, I've never heard you more nervous on the air until Drizzle called in yesterday. I thought you were just going to give him $5,000. Hey, Driz, it's called the smack off, not the shank off. It's not serious, dude. We're all just kidding. And, oh, Mark in Boston, great call today. Way to bring the heat. I can only say enjoy for lunch that nice warm bowl of clam chowder. See you Friday, Jimmy. Come on!
Come on! Rack him. James. James, my man. I haven't made my decision about you yet, my man. He does crack me up, though. He does crack me up. So he's part of that segment. Those who are in and those who are out, and he's holding on to a golden ticket. Will he still be holding on to one? It may seem pretty self-evident, but maybe it's not. You just don't know. James, my man. Albie, my man. It's not the here's your beef, it's what's my beef segment. All right, here's somebody else who's going to be in that segment. And I think he knows it. I think he's coming in to lock it up, lock it down. Let's go to New York. John in New York. John, what's going on?
Romy Rome, what's sizzling, baby? Hey, you know, yesterday, when as I was listening to Drip, Drop, Drizzle, whatever that was making that call yesterday, Jim, all I could think about was the people around them taking cover, the local authorities setting up a perimeter to take down what probably looked like the making of another national incident, all because a mental patient wanted to make a phone call. There's a place for people like that, Jim, and you know it well, Port Authority Bus Terminal in the city. A more terrifying sight, Jim. And if the suits at CBS weren't nervous, they should be nervous after Jeff Alufagus from Richmond video aired on the CBS Sports Network. The guy turns around and looks like he hasn't eaten in a week. And after reading their names off last week like they were some side dishes on the menu, you never know what Jeff Alufagus is capable of. Oh, and by the way, I'm sure any cowherder or ringmaster would walk with you, Jeff. How about them Mets, Jim? And I'll see you on Friday.
Wow, John. I got to be honest, bro. Like, I know you, and I might be the only one who says this, but you are Jungle Fam. But I got to admit, I did not expect that. Alvin, is there any way you can play back the start of that call again? That is not what I expected. First of all, John imitating somebody else is gold. How many people have made a living imitating John? John, everyone. John starting his call off by imitating somebody else is gold. Now, the flip side of that is many of you probably would say John questioning somebody else's mental health is also gold. However, the start of that call caught me really off guard. John in New York. John, what's going on?
Romy Rome, what's sizzling, baby? Hey, you know, yesterday, when as I was listening...
I don't believe... Did he just did Drizzle like that? Right now, I got to think that an enraged, if he's paying attention, because it's been going on since he made his call.
Well,
and in, I mean, you heard James go, Rome, I've never heard you so scared as when Drizzle called. I thought you were just going to give him the $5,000. I'm telling you, Drizzle, he said, put a target on my back. He was not messing around when he called, and he called everybody out and said they don't want any of what he has to bring to it. And pretty much everybody has come to take a run at him. Drizzle, if he's listening, he's got to be so enraged. He's not going to make it to Friday, I don't think. Stay down, my man. You got to somehow channel, manage that rage.
Roll me, roll. What's sizzling, baby?
I don't believe he just did that. So here's the thing. I'll be real. I had a certain thought about John and whether or not he would be in the field. Kind of sounded like Parody Larry. Kind of a Parody Larry vibe. Let me hear that again.
Roamy Roam. What's sizzling, baby?
I hate to say it, but it sounds exactly like Parody Larry. That's not helping. But I have to admit, I had a certain thought about John and whether or not he was going to keep that ticket. And then he made that call. That may or may not have changed my mind, but it's a great example as to why you want to get in here. Because I may have made up my mind already about your golden ticket. And you might be able to do something about it to change my mind. Two guys right there took their shot. James, my man, in Portland. And John in New York. Hearing those two calls, did you have an opinion already about whether or not they should keep their golden tickets? And did either of those calls change that opinion?
More importantly,
did it change mine?
What's sizzling, baby?
Do-do-do-do.
I will say, the way John started that call did catch me off guard and made me laugh. I didn't expect it. All right. Hey, Chalk. What's happening? Are we still... Since I'm efforting a guest, you know what I'm going to do? I'm running the chopper next segment. We're doing that, unless the guests were to come through. We'll take a short time out, because it's chopper time.
Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper. Alvin's having himself a week. The weather's getting warmer, and it's staying lighter later, so you know what that means. It is time to take those cigars and drinks outside. I'm doing it. It's one of my favorite times of the year. Time to soak up that feeling and flavor of cigar season. When you're getting ready for cigar season, get the best premium cigars at the best prices at Famous Smoke Shop. What that is a stress-free cigar shopping experience at Famous Smoke. Because every cigar is guaranteed fresh, and Famous Smoke Shop was recently named the best place to buy cigars online by Cool Material and Cigar World. With a huge selection of over 1,000 brands, you will find amazing deals on everyday cigars and highly rated classics, including Romeo, Monte Cristo, Acid, Olivia Infuente. And here is your opportunity to save $10 off your purchase of $50 or more when you go to famous-smoke.com. Famous-smoke.com. Use the code ROME10 at checkout. Save $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. If you want your favorite cigars delivered fast and guaranteed fresh, it's got to be from famous-smoke.com. Great cigar deals only at famous-smoke.com. And remember to use that promo code ROME and the number 10. Save the $10. Famous-smoke.com. ROME10 is the code at checkout.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Did you know the Smack Off is Friday? Did you know that it's sponsored by Famous Smoke Shop? Famous-smoke.com. Famous-smoke.com. American-owned, family-owned, and delivering your favorite premium cigars at the lowest prices for 80 years. Famous Smoke Shop. They are the lead sponsor. In fact, exclusively in the Smack Off. We're going to have our golden ticket D segment momentarily. I want to remind you that not all beef jerky is the same. Have you heard me talk about that before? Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags so you can sample different flavors to find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares Old Trapper. What is your beef? Just jamming through it. We are now less than 48 hours out. And if you're trying to just coast in on that golden ticket, you have not locked in the invite. I've been very clear about this. You can't just coast in holding that ticket. You have been warned. That's going to put you effectively right there on the choppa block. As in the sound you hear when you get your invite to the premier event in all of Sports Talk Radio, Ripped Right Back. That. You don't want that sound. But you can't get your ticket ripped if you don't have a ticket. So obviously, I've got some things I want to do. This is a little bit out of character and out of nature. It's not in my nature, I should say. But I'm going to do something that I generally do not do. because I want to keep things interesting and fresh, and I want to evolve. I have a retroactive ticket to give. A retroactive ticket to give. You know, kind of to make a wrong right. Maybe an oversight on my part. See, because I'm like that. I'm accountable, and if I make a mistake, I'll own it. And because Lil Alvy recently took a mysterious extended absence from the program, something happened in the midst of it all. And if you may have missed it, and on some level I was here, but I did too, Mark in El Paso did a shockingly good job of recapping it all with a parody.
The jungle started last week, sound drops not tight. Some clones began to wonder, is everything all right? Romy calmed us all down, but he wouldn't indict. Even though we knew the truth, Alvy sexed all night. Where did Alvy go, and does he think that he is gonna stay? Now Rick on the board last week is also turned up MIA. Begin his birthday week in violin recite. Then he went to Red Robin, chocolate shakes and fries. Later vodka from his freezer just to celebrate. Right, that's when Alvy went missing on a Saturday night. No, nowhere in sight. Alvy sexed all night. I'll be sexed all night. Wore hot sauce in my bag. Extra.
I mean, I don't think I gave that enough credit when it happened. I mean, as parodies go on this program, that was freaking fire. I put him on the watch list, and frankly, that was not enough love. I did not give that guy the respect that he deserved. So, dude, I'm the first guy to demand accountability, responsibility. If you make a mistake, you own it, you apologize for it, and you mean it. Dude, here is your retroactive golden ticket.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
I mean, that was so good. Stunning, right? Not only the call, but that I retroactively got him in. Mark, my guy, how you feeling about that? Pretty damn good, I bet. And you should. You should feel pretty damn good. No, you shouldn't. I'm just kidding. Dude, it was good. It was really good. But let's be real. We all know you're not topping that on Friday. And Friday is where the best of the best bring their best. And you already brought your best. And it was like 2 weeks ago. If I'm wrong, I will own it. But you're going to have to show me more than that. It was a great call, though, dude. Great call. Jungle Deke right there. And so it begins. D-Day in the jungle. I did save it for hour number three. Choppa Day. Actually, technically, a couple of heads have already rolled. Remember, you can get the ticket ripped back at any time. It's not just the Wednesday before the Friday. Kathleen in Omaha knows this all too well. Remember, somehow, some way, she miraculously managed to snag a ticket back in September and then somehow managed to get that ticket ripped right
Ryan
back.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is a repulsive bearded goat who has no business going without his shirt. He's a Johannes. Oh, damn it.
I mean, if that sort of thing is going to happen long before the smack-off, do we dare let her on the stage for the biggest day of the year? Of course not. The miracle is that she had a golden ticket to begin with. So she's not in. Everybody's favorite clone, your favorite clone's favorite clone, Matt in L.A., secured a ticket in October, and then he called in claiming to chalk that he had a masterpiece phone call. Do I even need to explain what happened next? Yeah, no. Yeah, that ticket got ripped as well.
You're welcome.
Then, incredibly enough, my guy, John in New York, snagged a ticket in November and miraculously held it all the way up until today. Even though he kept right on calling, he's not afraid. He has not been hiding. Then he called in the last segment. I think that he understood it could go either way. And because he's aggressive, he's not laying up. So he knew, if I'm not in, I've got to secure my invite. He made that call last segment. I got to admit, I had my concerns. I love the dude because dude loves me. But he called up last segment and kept it. He's in. John, you did it. Now, you know, John, that does not guarantee you'll get on the air. But it guarantees that you are holding a ticket, much like you were at my Hall of Fame induction ceremony. You're at the party. You're in the ballroom, bro. You're in the ballroom. He's in. And you know what? Y'all will never know whether or not I was going to chop him or not. You will all never know whether or not he was going to get the chopper. But that call certainly did not hurt, and it may have helped. Moving on to one of the biggest twists of the year in the jungle. The return. You want to talk about miraculous. The return of the famous Chicken Man. Anyone who thought that he would only ever amount to that one unbelievable call has been proven very, very wrong. Because the bird managed to rip a fresh ticket in November. He was not a one-hit wonder. And dude, it's great to have you around. It is great to have you around more. Man, that's been one of the great surprises, that a guy who made the legendary, legendary call started to call. Man, it's so good to have you back, dude. Or at least it was, because I got to rip that thing back. You're no longer in. Pagok! That's you getting your ticket ripped, Chicken Man. Pagok! Dude, I need to see you. You need to show up. You need to be here bagocking closer to the event. If you're holding a ticket, you need to check in during Smack-Off season. You can't skip all of Smack-Off season and then show up if you're you. You're good. I would have loved to have you here. But the only way you get in, if you skip the entire season, is if you're already in. And you weren't. If I can't show up for you or count on you to show up during Smack-Off season, how can I count on you to show up for the Smack-Off itself? I can't. So you're out. And believe me, dude, I think that hurt me more than it hurt you. Speaking of which, speaking of things that hurt me, shout out to the queen, Danica, a.k.a. the best Jags fan that there has ever been or ever will be, and a legendary Lady Clone, that queen. Danica had an amazing year in the jungle, clowning the Pervin liar disaster from day one. She knew there was a full implosion coming. I would love to have her in the mix on Friday, but here's the thing. I'm not sure the queen wants to be in the mix on Friday, so I'm going to make the decision for her. I'm ripping her ticket.
Find me.
You're saying, hey, Tenderoni. Tenderoni's find me. Neeks, I can't find you. That's okay, though. Don't get it twisted. This will always be a huge Miss Nika house. I was truly hoping that she would be hyped to show up and ruin some Tenderoni's perv and anything and everybody else, but I have not heard from the queen. Even though I've not heard from the queen, she is still the queen for life, just not this Friday. Now, by the way, just a quick reminder, you can in fact rip a ticket with one single call. It's possible. Rex in SLO pulled it off just last week with his first call to the program in 25 years. He made his first call to the program in a quarter century, and he got a ticket. However, it is one thing to get my attention. It is another to keep my attention. You did the first, but not the second, so I've got to do the nasty. Rex, that is the sound of you losing your ticket. Get to the chopper, Rex. Rex, I need to hear more. It's going to take more than one call every 25 years to get into the main event. All right, so that's the start. There are more golden tickets to either save or rip. I'm not done yet. Including the dog, the pooch, the mutt. A few have lost theirs. Doesn't mean I think less of you per se. Just means you didn't do enough to keep it. It is an exclusive party and a very difficult ticket to get. You can't just coast in. You can't assume anything. So when we come back, I'm looking for reaction, by the way. 1-800-636-8686. I'll take some reaction on Twitter at Jim Rome. Also on my Instagram feed at Jim Rome. And some final calls on a few final golden tickets. That's still ahead. But first, here's it. ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for every car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm laughing. I'm just looking at the middle of my page here. Romy, to say Kathleen in Bugahaw getting a golden ticket is miraculous is an understatement. That is the miracle of all miracles. Her calls make me wish I were deaf. The worst. Signed, Amber. In Portland.
War Lady Clones.
War Kathleen pounding Mad Dog 2020 before calling. Amber's ferocious, man. That's why I like her. Really quick, the ATP at 1-for-3-C-1 asks, so, will you be headed to Wisconsin on Saturday to start the vacation? Hashtag ATP. No, I will not. I will be here Monday. As I mentioned before, a little bit unusual. I'm not walking off on the smack off. I will be here Monday. I am not going to Wisconsin on Saturday. I'm working on Monday. All right, so let's finish the thought. It's Golden Ticket D-Day. The clone who's become maybe my most frequent caller, and that clone is not even a human. It's Paul in Buffalo's dog, a.k.a. the biggest lightning rod in the jungle right now. Plenty of imitators, but only one Paul's dog. But this dog has become so influential that people are now trying to call in as goats to get similar jungle run.
Good day, Romy. Wanted to call in and just say that Paul, sorry, let me eat quickly.
Goat man. Pathetic, man. Goat man. Cannot hang with Rover. In fact, some of you think that Rover's winning the whole damn thing. Then again, some of you think that he's the worst thing that has ever happened to the program. There's really no in-between, which, of course, means the ticket is safe. Of course, I will take that call from that dog on Friday. He's good. Another dude coming in hot and violent. Drizzle in Wichita. Dude was in here yesterday, and I can't believe it was only yesterday. RSVPing by spitting flames and putting an enormous target on his own back.
I'm out here balling every single day. Golden ticket, mine. Rewards, mine. I take what I want and I go and I get it and I don't ask for permission. I just go and snatch it up because that's the life I live. That's who I am. Drizzle ain't a name, fool. It's a way of life. Too much drizzle make you drown. Too cold to drizzle, too slick for y'all. Y'all don't understand. You want to play with the bull, then you're going to get the horns. So, Dan the man, I'm begging you and everybody else this time, say my name. I double dog dare you because you ain't got nothing for me. Now, Rome, what's my name?
That's the call you've been hearing every other clone talk about all day long. That's the call that James, my man, said, Rome, I've never heard you so afraid. I thought you were going to give him the $5,000 right then and there. Driz, you not only locked down that invite, you increased your odds exponentially of getting on the air on Friday. Keep it up. He still has his ticket, Alvin. I say this with great respect. I got you. Drizzle, one thing, my man. I think you know this, and you know I got you. Not just because I'm afraid of you, but I got you. I just hope that that was not your smack-off call. You feel me? That that was not your smack-off call, and that you've got something a little extra come Friday. Either way, you're in, playa. And then you've got the most, drizzle is in. You've got the most experienced caller with a golden ticket this year, and that's Chris in Southeast Wisco. Chris is in. But my man, I'm looking for something big out of you, Chris, because you talk a lot of junk. I'm looking for something big because you talk really big. You can't be a so-called dynasty until you prove it on the big stage. And I mean more than once. Then the real dynasty begins. But you are in. You get your shot on Friday. Let's see if whether or not there's a real dynasty clones.
It's a dynasty clones.
And then there is the case of the aforementioned James, my man. I'm going to shoot you straight. I like this guy. I like this dude, and you just heard why in that last segment. We all know he's got potential. On his best day, he's actually incredible. For example, this call hijacked the show for two full days back in March.
Albie, I love when Jim mentioned today that some dude injected blow in his penis. You said, dude, I got to try that, man. Albie, it's called booger sugar, not shaft sugar. And Jim...
No, you don't like that call. I don't like that call. Actually, that was an incredible call. And he got in here and he cracked me up again during... That was an incredible call. He did then also get back in and he cracked me up yet again during Alvy's mysterious extended recent absence. And then he did the exact same thing today. But you notice the common thread there, right? And the reality is... it's going to take more than just the Deloro bedroom smack for him to be a factor on the big day. What I'm saying is it's good. It almost always works. You play that one note really, really well, but that one note is not going to be enough to get you a win. In fact, you know what, bro? I got to be honest. I've heard that song. I've heard that song way too many times. In fact, I need to send a message. James, my man. This is going to hurt you more than it hurts me, and it does hurt me. I am sorry, brother. I've got to rip that ticket back. You can't keep going in on my man's sex life. Oh, hell no. I'm just kidding, man. James, my man. Just clowning. See you Friday. You all know James is in.
Jimmy.
Of course. It's been a minute since somebody made a call that stopped the show dead in its track for 2 days and didn't even get to the end of that call. Of course he's in. Hell, even the parody of that call. How about this? The call stopped the show in its track for 2 days, and then a parody of that call even got John in Little Rock on the watch list.
Shaft sugar, take me all run. Shaft sugar, get him on my team. Shaft sugar, if you know what I mean.
2 days of show content and a priceless parody, all from a 22-second James in Portland phone call that got run. But James, my man.
Jimmy.
I want more, dude. Do you have more? Do you have more than Alvy Sex Smack? More than 20 seconds and getting run? Got to bring me some more. Show me some more, but you'll have the opportunity, James,
Jimmy,
on Friday. There it is. That is your Smack Off 28 Golden Ticket Class.
Hashtag smack off.
You know what's incredible? It's still not too late to snag one. We have another show left. There is one more show. Tomorrow is officially Smack Off Eve. So if you're not a part of that and you don't need that and that's not your life, What you need to do is make sure that you're set for Friday. How are you going to listen to the show? How are you going to watch the show? Where are you going to be? What's your setup? Hey, and by the way, do that. Social media is an enormous part of the show on Friday. I'm going to try and get your reaction in this year on the air, and I'm going to retweet your setups. I want to see how you're watching it. I want to see what you're saying. And remember, anything you do with regards to social on Friday, hashtag it SmackOff. Very simple. SmackOff. One word. Hashtag SmackOff. Hashtag SmackOff. Not SmackOff 28, not the SmackOff. Hashtag SmackOff. Hit Twitter hard. Hit it hard. Show me your pictures of your setup. Hit me with your reaction. Score as we go. Hit it hard and hashtag it SmackOff. If it sounds like I'm hyped, it's because I am hyped. One sleep closer. Yeah, I like that SmackOff energy. 303 Products has your number with a full line of premium protectants and cleaners. They've got everything you need to keep your car looking new, longer. For more information, go to 303radio.com. My thanks to Jordan Mailata, Melvin Gordon, especially, and the XR4TI crew, which is busting ass this week. SmackOff week. Last chance. You could get through tomorrow and get on the air. Take your shot. SmackOff Eve. Thanks for listening. You have yourself an amazing day. I've got a podcast to knock out. Vincent Goodwill, my man. I decided he needs some extra real estate. We're going to have that for you later on. Ep 227. See you then.